It's Helping Hand, weekly feature airing statewide on HPR One stations, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, and then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org, where all of our Helping Hand segments are archived online. Each week, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about an event that I believe is in its eighth year, Homeward Bound 2016, a home for the holidays. It's a Thanksgiving morning 5K experience, they call it, in Honolulu to benefit IHS, Institute for Human Services. And as you may know, that is one of the leaders in the fight to help the homeless in the Aloha State, which continues to lead the rest of the country in homelessness per capita. This event is open to individuals and families of runners, joggers, and walkers, hence it's an experience, so you don't necessarily have to run, I guess, or walk. You can do it at the pace that you want. Supporters are encouraged to dress as their favorite holiday hero, which is something sort of new to me, and bring canned goods for those who are less fortunate. It includes some great giveaways we're going to learn about, themed games, family fun, entertainment, and more, and best of all, helping out people who are seriously in need. The event is hosted by Punahou School Juniors students Mia Shiel and Claire Cutler, and it's a privilege to have both of them joining us for Helping Hand today here at HPR. Aloha, Mia, and aloha, Claire. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you for having us.
You are welcome. Shiel, I'm saying that right?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So let's first of all, eighth year that this is happening, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that it started prior to either of your involvement in it.
Yeah, it was started 8 years ago by Tama Fukuyama and Maya Grossman, that were two members of the Punahou cross country team, and it's been passed on every other year since then to different generations of girls from the Punahou cross country team.
Wow. Okay, so 8 years ago it began with people like yourself from Punahou who on their own decided to do this?
Yeah, they were on a run one day and they were noticing that there's a lot of homelessness in our community and they wanted to make a difference and they wanted to do something that they were passionate about, so they decided to make a race to raise money for IHS.
Wow. And so IHS has been the benefactor ever since.
Yes.
That's very cool. And you guys are both runners. How do you know each other at Punahou?
We're both cross-country and track and field runners for Punahou, so we met through our team.
And you had already known about this event happening because of its legacy there? Or how did you decide that you guys were going to be part of this and end up hosting the event?
Well, two of the seniors who just graduated were really close teammates of ours, and so we had supported the race through them, and they passed it on to us last year, so we shadowed.
And aimed just a tiny bit more at that thing.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. so they passed it on to you, and what was the rest? And then you started shadowing?
We spent last year's race shadowing them so that we could see how it's run and learn how to do all the different things leading up to the race, and so that kind of prepared us for this year when we're on our own, and next year two girls will shadow us.
Amazing. And are there staff that help orchestrate all this shadowing and getting you guys involved?
Yeah, we have adults from IHS that help us, mostly with the stuff that we can't do, like permits and the things that are a little more technical.
Wow, that's pretty cool, though, that you guys have this thing. And on your own, before we get into some of the technical details about how people can become part of this and raise funds, again, it's Thanksgiving morning that we're talking about, so it's a great day to get out and do something like this. What made you so passionate about the homeless issue?
Well, we see homelessness all around our community, though we don't necessarily do anything about it because it doesn't affect us directly. So we want this race to really bring our community together in raising awareness for the growing issue.
And yourself?
And I guess kind of what Mia said, we just see it all around us, and it's really easy for us to say, well, it doesn't really affect me. I'll work on something else that might affect me more. But even if it doesn't affect us, it probably affects someone we know, and it affects our community. And so by putting on this race, we give people a way to help out a little bit on Thanksgiving morning, which is a day all about family and giving back.
And so that's a great way to segue into how this event raises funds to support IHS's mission. And IHS, probably the biggest homeless service provider in the community. So they take on an enormously critical role in what's happening. They've got different kinds of shelters. We've had them on. We've had Jerry Coffey on. If you know Jerry, you know Jerry? We've had him on the program several times talking about it. He's a supporter of the station. So if you can talk about how the event raises funds to support IHS, you can go into some of those details.
Yeah, so a large portion of every entry fee goes to IHS, every bit that isn't used to put on the race, and that money IHS can use to end and prevent homelessness in our community.
And there are, my understanding is, online registration is going to end at midnight, November 15th.
Yes, so we have early registration, which is cheaper, so that's $30, and that ends November 10th, and then following then... it's $40 for late registration and race day registration.
And Claire, you mentioned it, but maybe if you know the specifics, how much of the dough is used to administer the race versus going right to IHS?
I don't know the exact specifics. I know in the past we've raised, last year we raised $13,000 for IHS, but over the last 8 years we've raised over $100,000 for IHS.
Wow. So all eight events together, 100 grand towards their efforts to help the homeless. That's outstanding. That's really cool. $40 to register after the 15th. Is that how it works?
Yes. And after the 15th, the $40 will stay, but you cannot register online. You can register either at Packet Pickup, which will be Friday, November 18th from 5 to 9 p.m., or Saturday, November 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Running Room in Kapahulu, and you can register there for $40, or you can register on race day at Manoa Valley District Park at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. for $40 as well.
Okay, so online registration ends midnight November 15th. Early registration ends at midnight November 10th.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know you only started doing, you started last year, I guess, shadowing it. You had no involvement, and so you were sophomores at that point. Mm-hmm. So you had no involvement on this your freshman year.
We ran in the race, like, as runners, and I think before that we'd kind of known about it, and we'd run in it previously. We ran it in middle school, but we hadn't had any experience really working with it.
Yeah.
Wow. So you've been part of it your whole time of high school, in one way or another.
Basically.
Wow. And then next year, you guys, so you're running it this year. Next year, somebody else will be watching what you guys do.
And yeah. So we're going to pick two sophomores from the team to shadow us next year and take over the race following.
And how do you pick somebody? Is it their enthusiasm, their philanthropic side? What is it that makes somebody the choice to run this thing?
We definitely have a big decision. We're looking for someone who, from our team, who's enthusiastic, hardworking, and responsible, and just someone who seems like they would really get into the spirit of the race and be willing to make that commitment for 2 years.
I imagine that your parents are very proud that you're doing something like this.
Hopefully.
No?
Yes.
And it wasn't really your parents who suggested that you do this. You saw this happening on your own at school.
Yeah,
we were asked to shadow it asked to shadow the older girls, and I guess our parents weren't really involved at all. I think we both just kind of went home and said, hey, by the way, we're doing this for the next 3 years, 2 years.
That's such a cool thing. Well, it sets a great example, and that's why I sort of wanted to make sure that we explored where the origins for doing good come from, because when you first reached out to me to do it, I thought, because it's... giving back is not something that always comes hand in hand with one's life at an early age. Sometimes people have to go through some really hard things. They could become homeless themselves, maybe, and want to give back. They could face a medical crisis in their life. They could lose a loved one who was a real important person. And things like that are catalysts. And then people decide, well, I'm going to try to represent my mom by doing good. Or I'm going to try to... be more grateful because I got through that medical crisis, and now I want to you know, I have motivation to do it. So it's always fascinating to me when it just comes, when its origins are without necessarily having to go through some kind of crisis and you end up wanting to give back like that. Describe the event itself when people show up. Where does it start? And some of this great giveaways, themed games, of course, holiday heroes is I'm trying to figure out what a holiday hero is.
Yeah, so the race is Thanksgiving morning. The gun will go off at 7 a.m. It's actually an air horn, but it'll start on the road right above Manoa Valley District Park, but you can meet in the gym starting at 6 a.m., and you can do the race at whatever pace you'd like. You can walk it, you can jog it, you can run it. And then after the race, we will have games for kids. In the past, we've had yoga. We might have that again this year.
After the race.
And then we have really great sponsors like the Hawaii Bowl and other sponsors that are giving us donations that we can then give away as raffles. And there will be prizes for the top three in each age group.
Wow. So it's a real event like that. What is the holiday hero thing?
So, to make the race a little more fun, we wanted to encourage people to come dressed as your favorite holiday hero or just a hero in general. So, you could come as a turkey, you could come as Santa, or you could come as Superman, or you could just come in your athletic clothes, whatever makes you happiest.
Whatever a holiday hero means to you.
Right, that's pretty open. Superman, I just wouldn't associate him necessarily with the holidays. He seems like an all-around thing, but a turkey, certainly.
We will have a few turkeys running this year. Yes. That is confirmed. We will have people in Turkey. Where?
Do you guys dress up as creatures?
We haven't in the past. Usually we're so busy on race day that we need to be able to run around.
Yeah.
Being dressed as a turkey may not facilitate that. I get what you're saying. There's another aspect to this, which is canned food drive. How many people, backing up just a notch, how many people do you get to do this usually?
This is actually our first year of the canned food drive.
Oh.
But we're just hoping to add that little aspect because this is also our first year on Thanksgiving. And so we wanted to add that in because we get to spend Thanksgiving eating with our families, but not everyone has that privilege. And we want to have people bring food in so that they can help share that with other people.
Especially just in the spirit of giving related to Thanksgiving and the holidays coming so soon.
Yeah, well, that's cool. So you answered a couple things, but I still didn't. So the canned food drive, you guys just thought of yourselves to add to it.
Yeah, that's new this year.
That's huge. That's a gigantic and very tangible thing.
Yeah.
And so the other question I had, though, is in terms of how many people come to this thing in general. So I'm doing the math in my head, right? I'm thinking how cool it is that you're trying to get people to bring food, and then I was wondering how many people come.
In the past, we've had about 250 participants.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But we're aiming for more this year, hopefully around...
Our goal is 400.
Yes.
Okay. Do you raise the goal each year?
In the past, we've kept it kind of steady because we had other goals that year, such as raising more awareness for IHS or like having more people sign up for the race that are different from the previous year.
Right.
But this is the first year that we've raised that number.
And do a lot of the kids at the school, like, how does this get perceived of at school? Is this like a rallying point for other people to be involved in?
Well, all of our volunteers for the race come from classmates of ours, and we try to encourage our class to come out and run, too. So.
And our teammates always come out and run.
Yeah.
So
a lot of people do run, but there are people who walk it as well.
Yes, you can walk too. That's fine.
Okay. But you guys are both runners, so that's why you choose to...
Yeah.
You run, you're done the thing. And how long does it take to do 5K? A couple minutes and it's over?
Oh, I wish.
Last year, it took the winner about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But we have people coming in at an hour and a half. We have all ranges.
Mm-hmm. And what's the route? You said where it started, but forgive me for and to just paint a picture for people, because we're also statewide, so there's people who don't know the area as well. So where does it go?
Yeah, so it starts on the road above Manoa Valley District Park, and it follows the road for a nice loop. It's all on the road, so it's very easy. It's pretty safe. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of small downhills and a couple of small uphills, but for the most part, it's a pretty flat course.
Is that road have to get blocked off or something by cops to make this work?
Yes. We have HPD's support this year, every year.
That's great. Wow, that's super cool. And on the canned food, you just want people to bring at least one canned item per person or try to bring as much as they can?
Yeah, we thought it'd be kind of fun to create like a canned tower in the end of the race so everyone would participate and bring a can to the race.
And you'll build this thing.
Yeah.
Sort of like a house of cards.
Yeah.
Sort of
thing. Yeah. It was our first year trying it out, but we'll see where it goes. That's the hope.
And bring what you can.
That's fantastic. No, well, it's a huge, I walk to and from work and there isn't a day that there aren't, you know, I mean, there's like the same people sometimes camped in certain spots, sitting in certain spots. There's like a little camp right around the corner from the station that kind of, it's there one day, it's gone. It's there, it's gone. It's there, it's gone. So you always have a lot of reminders about these people who are in real crisis. All registrants will receive a free T-shirt and IHS sunglasses. Explain that and any details that we need to know, like while supplies last and that sort of technical stuff.
Yeah, so all early registrants will get a pair of IHS sunglasses. They're blue. They're really cool. And a T-shirt that's special to this year's race. And then all registrants after that will get it as long as supplies last.
That's very cool. It's a nice little incentive. And again, 30 if you register now through, you can do early registration ending at midnight on the 10th. And then online registration ends midnight the 15th. Both of those are 30.
Yes.
30, and then it goes up to 40 after that. In addition to people running and being and walking, are there a number of people who walk, or is it just old people like myself who end up walking?
There's families, and there's grown-ups, there's little kids, there's all kinds of people.
So most of our participants come from families, so aunties, uncles, grandmas, moms, dads, kids. So we have people all over the place.
Of all ages.
Yes.
Some people in wheelchairs and stuff, I imagine. No?
We have had in the past.
Yeah. Sure. So everybody's welcome. So I guess on that note, I was thinking, how many can people volunteer to support it? Do you need volunteers? I know you're building a castle tower. Tower, is that what you said? So what other, do you need other volunteers? Do you need people to support you in other ways?
We're pretty good on volunteers. As I said, most of our volunteers come from our class at Punahou, but we're really encouraging people to come out and register and run in the race.
Okay. Well, I get you. And the contact information that I have for people who want to register or learn more about it, ihshawaii.org/homewardbound.
Yes. And you can also email us at homewardbound5k@gmail.com.
And there's also a contact form I saw at the website for emailing. Does that work too?
That works as well.
People can call, they can call IHS 447-2800 to learn more about the event on the IHS end. You can also find this on Instagram and Facebook, Homeward Bound 5K, correct?
Yes.
And as is the case with all of our Helping Hand segments, it'll also, all the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, will, and all of our other Helping Hand guests will be waiting for you at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, where we keep all of our Helping Hand segments archived online. It's coming up soon, Thanksgiving morning, the 5K Experience Homeward Bound 2016, home for the holidays, hosted by Punahou School Juniors students Mia Shio and Claire Cutler. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.